You are tuning in to the English Bulletin of Gunter Radio and Television Station. Top news. Nearly 1,006 grade students in the three districts of Hanoi were the first to be inoculated against COVID-19 on Saturday. During this ongoing campaign, all 6th grade pupils in the city who are not infected with COVID-19 or recovered from COVID-19 for more than 3 months are eligible for the vaccination. They will get the second doses after 28 days. Ho Chi Minh City on the same day started to vaccinate children aged from 5 to under 12, with 109 vaccination stations set up across the city. About 30,000 6th grade students were the first to get the shots. Continue implementing its model of love for the children post-COVID, Gunter City Public Security coordinated with the districts of Omom and Vintan to visit and offer presents to the households of children orphaned by COVID-19 who are sponsored to the age of 18 by Gunter City Public Security. In Omom District, the City Public Security paid a visit and presented gifts to Liu Yiwei, residing in Jiao Wang Lim Ward, Wing Thing Ngoc Hien and Vo Chuan Khe Ai, residing in the ward of Thoi An. Each child receives financial support of 3 million Vietnam dong a year until they are 18 years old. On the same occasion, the Women's Union of the District Public Security implemented the Sponsoring Mothers program that supports two children in assessing state policies in education and healthcare and career orientations in time to come. There are another 6 children orphaned by COVID-19 sponsored by Gunter City Public Security following the Love for the Children post-COVID model. The Department of Cybersecurity and High-Tech Crime Prevention of Gunter City Public Security has also presented support from the models of Love for the Children post-COVID and Sponsoring Mothers to Nguyen Nhật Huynh Hoa, who is residing in Phung Thanh Hamlet in Thanh Tinh Commune in Phung Thanh District. Hoa is an 8th grader who lost her father since the age of 7 and her mother in 2021 due to COVID-19. As of now, the city's public security has sponsored a total of 46 orphaned children in Gunter City, including 44 kids orphaned by COVID-19 and 2 other orphaned by other causes. In other news, Vietnam Aviation Authority recently suggested some preferential policies for flights arriving at and departing from Gunter International Airport and other airports in the Mekong Delta, following the Prime Minister's instructions. To further attract visitors traveling by air to the Mekong Delta, the Aviation Authority suggested that the Transport Ministry lower airline service fees by 70% for all international and domestic flights from and to Gunter City until 2025, and by 30% for the 2025-2030 period. For air tickets, the Aviation Authority proposes lowering the domestic air ticket price ceiling by 20% to the end of this year and prioritizing airport slots at Noi Bai and Tân Sơn Nhất airports for flights to and from the Mekong Delta. Leaders of Garang District People's Committee recently worked with the representative of Mary Year International, or MYI, a Korean non-governmental organization, on specific details of the financial support project for Garang Floating Market. Within the function, leader of the Culture Information Office of Garang District and the People's Committee of Lê Bình Ward informed the delegation about the practical situation of the household currently living and trading on Garang Floating Market, especially demands for loans for trading activities, clean water, domestic electricity, as well as environmental cleanliness work at Garang Floating Market in the past time. Representatives of Mary Year International recorded local needs and informed that it will continue doing field survey and develop its project following specific phases, taking advantage of financial support and helping people with the preservation and development of Garang Floating Market. The Night Sport Festival of Binh Thuy District in 2022 opened at Binh Thuy Square on the morning of April 17. The Night Sport Festival of Binh Thuy District hosts games of 12 sports, including athletics, table tennis, badminton, chess, dragon boat racing, among others. The festival attracts more than 800 athletes from 8 wards in the district. News on the opening of Binh Thuy Sport Festival has also wrapped up today's English Bulletin. To listen to our bulletin again, you can log on to our website at guntertv.vn. And now, thank you so much for tuning in. Have a good night.